This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. In for Carol today is Michelle, and in for Mike, who's on vacation on a sailboat, big sailboat somewhere, enjoying a really good drink, I'm sure, is Patrick. Yeah. And we are on 107.7 WTPL in Concord, Manchester, and Lakes Region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear from you. The number again is 866-823-1077. I'd also like to welcome our live audience here at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Feel free to come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe and watch the show. We'd love to have you come and wave to us. We have a big glass window in front of us, and you can see us standing here and give us a big shout out. So welcome. And Patrick, thank you for being the co-host today.
I appreciate it. Yep.
You know, like, and I'm going to have you do the all our sponsors all for
our
us
sponsors.
Right now.
Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill is authentic Mexican and incredible prices. We also have Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions and company. Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now a drive-thru in Londonderry. RedArrowDiner.com. We also have Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the green room here at the Food for Thought and Kale and Company. We have New England Coffee, Casey's Rib Shack, Grasshopper's Garden Supplies, and Mama McDonough's Irish Pub. Sounds very interesting. Five Depot Street in Hillsborough. Come find your Irish side.
And so, one thing about Casey's Rib Shack, the tiki bar in the back is open. And let me tell you, I think he purchased, like, I don't know, 50 palm trees. And
really?
They're all over the place. They're awesome. Looks great back there. He's got a great tiki bar back there.
I've yet to be there yet. But I've always wanted to get there. So
awesome
I'll
food.
Have to try it. Yeah,
awesome
I'll
food.
Have to try it. So.
All right. Well, I want to welcome our guest, Rob Cohn from the Concord Co-op. He is also the executive chef at Celery Stick Cafe at the Concord Co-op. Very interesting. Hi, Rob.
Hi, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I didn't realize they called
very
that
nice
the Celery Stick.
Yeah, I love the name.
Just now.
Yeah. So, my first question, and I know probably a lot of you out there, maybe not, if you're listening from Concord, you already know what the co-op is all about. But here in Manchester, we don't have a co-op. We're going to get one within a year, I heard. So basically just tell us, what is a co-op and what are the benefits to everyone?
The Concord Co-op is an organization which is all about using local, sustainable, organic products, you know, from farms, local farms. It's
don't the people own it? They have a part of it.
Yeah, the membership.
Yeah. Membership is
a, if you sign up to be a member, you're a part owner.
Yes, and I know for the Manchester one, it's $100 membership fee.
Right.
And you're part owner of the co-op.
And the best thing about that is, if you are a member, it's the prices are the same as if you go to Market Basket.
Right.
And you get to eat healthier for the same price.
Yeah. Awesome.
And better product.
Right.
Did you say, have you ever been to Concord Co-op?
I have.
And
we
started, you know, this is how I met Rob, and we started meeting together because we started forming partnership with, they formed a partnership with Shaker Village, and we had already had our partnership with Shaker Village, and they're doing some fantastic stuff there. When he says sourcing local foods, they're growing their own foods. They have 500 acres over at Shaker, growing their own foods, and we're kind of tapping in and piggybacking on what they can do, and you know, and it's kind of a neat thing for the students. We've got the education piece. Rob's, you know, you're very into education, and so is the co-op, but it's just a fascinating partnership going on there, and that's part of, like, it's huge with that, with the co-op. So I'm like impressed with what they've done in such a short time. They said, we're going to come over there and start growing some food.
Also,
the spring, we got all sorts of stuff. What kind of stuff do you guys have?
They've been doing a fantastic job at the gardens.
It's all, I'm sure it's all local. So whatever's, yeah, whatever's good right now is.
I've been getting seasonal. Some sprouts, a lot of kale and Swiss chard from her. She's doing, we're actually doing a farm to table function,
yes,
up there in September. And she's doing baby carrots for us, green beans, all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're going to pickle some of that and use it for our.
Can anybody just walk in off the street? And it's located on Main Street. I do know that.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Can I, if I'm not a member, can I walk in?
Of course you can. Yeah.
And can
and
I purchase?
That's the thing that people don't understand.
Right.
Is that
right.
They do have access, and they should use it.
Yeah, definitely.
Beyond, and here's the one thing that I've been going there for a while is that they have specialty items. It's not just, you know, it's the highest mm-hmm. quality produce you can get there. You know, like I went there one day and I said, oh, I need a lemongrass. I couldn't find any other market, but they had fresh lemongrass. They
right.
had fresh horseradish. They had, you know, purple top turnips. They had right. all sorts of stuff. High quality, very, very nice, you know, produce
mm-hmm.
That we started using, and I think it's excellent. But not to mention all sorts of, you know, like I'm a vitamin freak, so I'll go there too, and they have vitamins.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh yeah, so it's like, you know, I got to supplement some other way because I don't eat right, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's you know, they have all sorts of, you know, like from tea tree oil to you can find anything there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a health and beauty section. I mean,
yeah,
so,
and
it's all
healthy beer section. I mean, how can you go wrong without healthy beer, I'm telling you.
So, Rob, tell us a little bit about the Celery Stick Cafe.
Okay. Well, we do have three departments in there, and we do salad bar, and we'll do a hot bar, and then we have the deli.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we put out new fresh salads for the deli case, and we'll have, like, samosas and stuff like that. And then we do the hot bar all day till, you know, from 10.
Yeah, what are the hours?
10:30 till 8.
Okay.
Summer hours, the store's open from 8 to 8.
Okay.
But the hot bar goes out
Monday
10,
through Sunday?
10:30. Yep.
Oh, nice.
And everything, the best thing about it is it's, you know, it's very affordable. And all the products we use is what we call clean. So it's non-GMO, no additives, right. preservatives. So, and the thing that we try to get across to our customers and people that don't even shop there is that the food you're getting is much healthier than the quick places you would stop
Absolutely.
At, you know, like a Subway or something like that. And it's very cost effective too,
yeah.
you know, and you can pick what you want to eat.
Yeah,
everybody's in a rush.
They
today.
Have, but you know, and they have a huge selection too. That was in there. They, I mean, you have your own sushi chef in there, don't you?
Yeah, it's made fresh
sushi.
Every morning.
Nice,
fresh every morning. And I went in there. The sandwiches are great. In the wintertime, I was going in there because they have this huge round steam table that's just all there. I think you have what, six different soups that are going on there.
Yeah, six and soups, and when they have 10 items in the hot bar.
You nice. Can grab it and go, and they have nice. Everything set up, and you can grab and go. So when you're right downtown Concord and everything, it's great because you can, you know, as far as a co-op, you know, you want to eat healthy.
Right.
You know, you're one of these businesses downtown. You swoop in, grab, and it's very affordable. You know, so
it's like a mini grocery store as well.
Yep.
So you can buy produce, you can buy groceries. And
you can
meat
buy
market
beer and wine.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You name it.
Meat market as well. Fish?
Yeah, we do have meat and fish. Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah.
They have this amazing, amazing pastry section.
Ah.
I mean, I'm talking
yeah.
about this stuff.
Lori, our pastry chef, does
macaroons.
Phenomenal thing.
Oh.
Sugar is not good for
it's
you.
It's at the co-op. It's fine
it's
for you.
Yeah,
know,
right.
So.
Yeah. So what's the actual address on Main Street?
Oh, God.
Do you 24
know? 24 and a half.
Yeah, it's right at the beginning. So if you get off exit 13, it's more at the beginning of Main Street.
Yeah, it's your first store on the left once you pass the Center for Arts Theater.
Capitol Center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
First store on the left. Yep, that's exactly where it is.
Yeah, and they got
awesome.
A whole parking lot on the side there too. So
yeah.
And we'll go in there a lot of times. We have our alternative baking class,
mm-hmm.
and I can't find certain flours, or they'll have I don't know, xanthan gum to.
Right.
You name it, you know, my pastry instructor, she said, oh, go pick me up some of this. And that's the first place I'll stop.
Yeah, all sorts of thickeners.
Oh, thickeners.
You know,
and
that are vegan, too. So
right.
Yeah, they have. You have a big line of vegan stuff.
We have a ton of vegan stuff and vegetarian. And everything that we make there, we'll put a list of ingredients so you know what you're having.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's vegan, gluten-free. So you know, something's there for everybody. Now,
there's one thing I'd like to ask you. Do you see a big influx of gluten-free out there? I know chefs in the industry, sometimes they get frustrated because someone will come in that's gluten-free, you know, and yeah. And it's either you're either gluten-free, they say, or are you really celiac disease? You know, there's
right.
one of those things.
Or you so. Just don't want gluten.
Yeah, yeah, gluten people.
I have seen it become huge over the past few years.
Absolutely.
Whether it's just the dietary issue or if it is an allergy. So
yeah,
but yeah, it is a big
yeah. It's you know, it's one of those things that people come in and they're like, I'm gluten free, and they seem to be so adamant about it. And I'm like, well, is it going to get you sick? Well, you know, it's one of those things that you know, when they start eating, you know, it's kind of frustrating as a chef because you're like, all right, I got to go, you know, do a buffet for gluten free pasta, and you know, and some of the items aren't as quality as I would say as you know the other things, but you seem to have a nice range.
We have a pretty good grasp on good products that are gluten free.
Now, do you deal with purchasing any of the products that are in the store for sale as whole market, or do you just deal generally?
No, there's different
the
departments that do purchasing for their departments. Yeah. There's probably 7 or 8 departments that do their own purchasing.
Yeah,
but if I need help finding something,
yeah,
I can always resource them out.
That's great. Well,
same way with like if the bakery needed something and they couldn't find it, I would find it for them.
Sure, and you guys do catering too, right?
Ton of catering.
Yeah. A lot of weddings.
Just did one on my way down here.
I had called them on it and said, can you help us out? You know?
Yeah.
So, but they do a lot of catering. And like I said, they partnered up with us and they're using, we share the, you know, kitchen sometimes. And they're putting out some platters the other day, these cheese platters. And he had all sorts of fresh organic, you know, flowers on these cheese platters and all
edible,
sorts of crazy,
yeah, edible orchids,
crazy cheese, local cheeses and things. It was really amazing. You
wow,
know,
so listeners out there, you need to get to Concord and check out the co-op.
Yeah, you got
to
come by our food.
Yeah,
enjoy
it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, if you
have
any questions,
lunch
call
there.
In for them and ask them.
Yeah,
you know, so.
I was going to have lunch with my girlfriend out there. She lives in Concord. She lives in Concord Bowline, but she was going to meet me in Concord. And I think I told her I'm coming back, so that's where we're going to go. We're going to go to the co-op for lunch.
Starting the 3rd, every Friday, we are doing a Caribbean theme day.
Excellent.
Yeah,
so that'll be cool.
Yeah.
So give us an idea of what's going to be on the menu.
Well, we're starting off with probably some red snapper and some jerk chicken.
Nice.
You know, typical things.
Yeah.
We'll get some nice, some papaya and mangoes.
Can you sit down to eat there as well?
Yeah, the cafe is in the front of the restaurant.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
In front of the store.
So when you walk in, walk us in to the co-op. What do you see?
Once you walk in, we have a nice display case of some items that we sell, like pots and pans. Any kind of kitchen utensils you're thinking of. And then once you walk in, you walk into the organic produce section.
Ah.
And that grabs your eye right there because you're like, wow, man, this is some nice looking product.
Yeah.
And then if you keep walking straight through there, you'll end up in our bulk department where you can buy, you know, an ounce of quinoa or 10 pounds of quinoa.
I love quinoa.
And it's all on display, too. That's one of the things that I like to do.
I got
to
go.
You put the bag underneath it, you just open up, and it slides out, and you're like, done, I got it, you know?
Yeah,
so very convenient.
So you can grab enough for 20 people if you want, or just, you know.
Oh, right.
And that's the one thing that I've getting into cooking-wise now is you start trying to, you know, try different things, and that's what I love there because you see on display, you can see all the grains that are there. And say, oh, yeah, I want to try quinoa today. Oh, I want to try red quinoa. I want to try, you know, you name it, different types of rice.
Yeah.
And you have tons.
This stuff that I just started using while we were there.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Sorry.
Thank you.
There's stuff that I just started using while I was there. Like, I never really worked with forbidden rice.
Yeah.
And it's a phenomenal grain. It's so much you can do with it. It absorbs so much flavor.
Yeah,
you know,
and you have a whole line of the pre-packaged stuff too, like the Bob's Red Mill,
and
the different things there too. So you know, and that was my misconception. What you had said before was going to a co-op. You know, I'm going to go to a co-op. I'm going to pay, you know, through the year, you know, with all these, you know, different products. But it's not like that at all. Really.
No, but what's the benefit of becoming a member versus just me walking in off this? I can still benefit from it. I don't have to become a member. But why do people become members?
Well, you become part owner.
Yep.
And you also get a discount on your food every time you go purchase.
Ah, so there is a discount.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
There is a tremendous benefit to being a member.
I'm going to join and be a member, walk in there, be like, you know, I think, Rob, this display over here is a little different. Maybe we should set this up a little bit differently over here.
And, we've had that.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe you should add some different beers
here. Do I have to live in Concord to become a member of the Concord Co-op?
See, I can't answer that definitely, but I don't think you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's $100 to be. It's a family membership.
150 maybe. Oh,
okay. Because the Manchester, I looked online. You can look up Manchester Food Co-op and read about it.
Right.
It is $100 for a family, for a family membership.
Right.
So anybody in your family can go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
household membership.
Household membership.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know what? For a year, that's not bad.
No,
you know, I mean, because they like I said, they carry so many different products.
And you save that money so fast.
Oh, I bet.
You really
do. With the discount.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these items, you know, prior to knowing the co-op, I would have to go online and pre-think it out and order things, you know, in order to facilitate certain classes. Even as a chef, though, sometimes our purveyors don't have these things, too. So they source out a whole different display of different items and things like that are great. But a funny thing that I was talking with you before, that they were saying that they can't keep in house is fresh eggs.
Really?
Oh yeah. And I was like, well, there's so many, you know, different, you know.
I buy cage free now. I really try to buy. Oh, I do. If they're out, I'm like, oh, you better get me my cage free eggs. Yeah. So, but yours probably come right from the farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the best, you know, that's part of people ask you, what's your quintessential thing that you think would be exactly culinary? Is take a look at a basket of fresh eggs.
Definitely.
And most people just buy them in the store, the brown or white, and they separate them. But eggs, if you put them in a basket, they're different colors.
Yeah.
You know, they're blue, they're you know, and it's pretty
Carol's
cool.
Son Tyler used to do that. We used to get eggs from him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They used to live out in Warner and they had chickens and he used to have eggs. Yeah, it was awesome.
A huge
delicious
difference between the flavor of them.
Absolutely,
fresh eggs. And
absolutely.
And it's like I said, it's we do that sometimes in classes too, and we teach them. I'll take, you know, to crack the different eggs that we have and different size eggs and fresh eggs and come up with things like that. So, but it's crazy.
So we only have about 2 minutes left. Any final thing you would like people to know about Concord Co-op or you or the Celery Stick Cafe?
Well, we covered the one thing I was going to bring
up. Oh, yeah.
That's
too. We're going to be doing a dinner coming up.
Okay.
And we're teaming up with ourselves. We also have Scott Ouellette from Magic Food Groups.
Yeah,
O Steaks and Seafood.
Oh, yeah. Scott Ouellette.
And we have Jeff Page from Cotton.
Yeah.
And we're all getting together and doing this dinner. It's going to benefit for rebuilding the old barn that's over at Shaker Village.
So
it's going to be a historical renovation, but through there they're going to be being able to do more products.
The details.
Concord.
Give me some details.
Oh, yeah.
When is it?
September 13th.
Yep, September 13th. And we got everything, and we're also got.
And it's going to be at Shaker Village.
Yep.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing.
Stark
Beautiful
Brewing Company's
tents.
Coming
yeah.
out, brewing us a separate beer for each of the tables. We're going to be underneath tents. It's going to be. I mean, we have local cheeses. We have cutting boards cut from one of the oak trees.
We have one of the trees that was.
Yeah.
So where do people go to find out information and to buy tickets?
Buy tickets. I think. Well, you're going to have that
at
information.
The co-op probably.
Yeah, you can go through the co-op. It's probably your best source.
Is there a website? No?
They're creating it
now. Yeah, okay. So if somebody goes into the Concord Co-op and asks about this dinner that's happening September 13th,
we'll be able to give them all the information they need, what the menu is going to be.
Yeah, if you let Carol know, or Patrick Carol know when you have all that information, I'm sure she'd be more than happy to keep putting that, plugging that for you.
Yeah. I'll
definitely
make sure that
let
gets
her
down
know.
Here too.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll get you back on here and we'll
Absolutely.
Have some samplings from that menu. You know?
Definitely,
so,
yeah, that'd
Absolutely.
Be fun.
That'd be good. You know? So it's in some of the other guys, maybe they'll come out here and talk to. That would be really interesting. But it's going to be fantastic. I'm talking about, they're doing a pumpkin beer for each table.
Oh, I'm definitely. definitely putting that on my calendar.
Yeah, we're going to have engraved glasses.
Engraved glasses, everything. So you mean it's going to be out over in the back of the Shaker Village where it overlooks the pond.
Yeah, it's a beautiful view. We just did
all the gardens.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that'll be so much fun.
Yeah, it's the first dinner I've ever been involved with. Mm-hmm. But it was with such a talented group of people. It's become more.
Please get us information. I want to sign up.
And Cotton and
it's gonna be a lot of fun.
And Stark Brewing Company and Millie's Tavern and all that sort of stuff. So
fantastic!
It's gonna be excellent, excellent. Right. Really unique way, and it's gonna support such a great thing.
Right.
And they're gonna start utilizing some of the resources and the 500 acres we have there to start creating more products and more organic and farm to table things that we can utilize.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for coming down and spending time with us.
And I appreciate you for bailing me out.
No, anytime. I'm sure Carol would love to have you back.
Yeah, I'd love to be here.
Make sure you give her all that information.
I will do.
So we're Food for Thought, and we are going on a short break. And coming up next will be Nick and Zach from the Watoy Restaurant in Pinardville. Talk to you soon.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Okay, that's weird.
I'm liking the music today. I really do.
Ooh, that's very bass. Very bass.
More bass.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. I'm Michelle, and I'm in for Carol today, who's not feeling well. And Patrick is in for Mike, who's on vacation enjoying himself.
Yes.
And I want to welcome I'm assuming, Zach, you're one of the chefs.
No, I'm the bartender.
You're the bartender.
Even better.
Nick, owner, right? Are you
management.
One of the owners of management?
Yeah.
For Watoy Restaurant in Pinardville. So give us a little heads up on where it is, what your hours are, and you do have sushi now.
Yes, we do.
Not only just Chinese, but sushi. You now have sushi, so that's awesome. Okay. So give us a little intro to the Watoy. Talk a little closer to the mic.
Okay, great. Well, we're open 7 days a week. We open at 11:30 every day.
Mm-hmm.
No, at 11.
11.
11.
And then we close at 12 Sunday through Thursday, and then it's open till 1 Friday and Saturday.
Awesome. Sometimes you have music too.
We have karaoke.
Karaoke, yeah.
Every Thursday and Saturday.
Now, you have a large bar atmosphere there? Is there?
It's very.
You can sit and eat in the bar as well. And plus the restaurant's on the other side.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So
that's
the
great.
Whole restaurant will feed for 200 people.
200 people.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's a big restaurant.
Yeah. So. The Watoy has been around for a long time.
Really?
I remember going there when I was a little kid.
40, 50 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a Watoy, and then it changed names, and it was something else, and then came back as a Watoy. I think it was something different.
Original owner was so sick, so he sold his place to his family.
Right.
Then the people don't do very well.
So right.
The original cook worked for the first owner.
Right.
He bought his place bad.
Oh, that's what happened.
So, everything tastes like before, normal.
Absolutely. It's delicious.
Yeah, people was... so many customers that was growing mm-hmm. up with Watoy.
Right.
They remember the taste.
Yeah.
That's why they love it. They love to come back. Even people move to a different state.
And they come back.
They come back for the food. They can find the same taste.
Nice.
Do you have any signature dishes that you would say that? As far as like, what would you say was the best seller that you would have at your restaurant that would go there?
We sell... tons of General Gao's chicken.
Yeah.
General Gao's chicken, yeah. Oh, that's what I love, too.
Yeah, people love our lo mein and the fried rice.
Fried rice.
Yeah. Lo mein. That's really popular for us. Mm-hmm.
And the chicken wings.
Chicken wings, and I love crab rangoon.
Delicious. Love them. I'll do, sometimes I go around to schools and, I'll teach. I teach over at Lakes Region Community College, and we teach culinary arts, and I'll go around to schools, and we do a section on Oriental cooking, and I do a sauce. It's very simple. It's hoisin sauce, soy sauce, teriyaki, brown sugar and chili garlic sauce. I reduce it down. It comes like a glaze. You can put it on chicken, but you can use it as a dipping sauce and stuff. I love you know, that style of cooking. It's just it's excellent, you know. So and, you know, and I love all the different ingredients that we can find. That's one of my favorite sections inside the supermarket, you know. So.
And the bar is also famous for their famous Mai Tais, I might add.
Yes, we have the original Mai Tai
that we've had
there forever.
I think
we found out the Watoi opened in 1965.
Right.
Wow.
So
yeah, well, that's
people always want to come in and get a Mai Tai.
And then they have to call somebody for a ride.
They come to have Mai Tai.
Oh, get rid of their cold. There you go.
You got to do what you got to do. I'm telling you. Sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
for sure.
Do you do scorpion bowls there, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
They brought one.
We actually have a scorpion bowl.
We got chicken wing and a crab rangoon for you guys.
All right. Rip those bags open.
Yes.
Carol will be very disappointed that there's a scorpion bowl here, and she's not. So sorry, Carol.
Yeah. Well, you know, someone's going to be a tough job, but someone's going to have to try this stuff.
Yeah, I think
so, too.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Well, hey, open it up and see, you know, talk about what you've
And also, listeners, if you've been to the Watoi, give us a call, 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear all about it. And we'd love, if you have any questions for Nick or Zach, please call or just call and say hello. Yep. All right.
So, okay. So you said this was a scorpion bowl. So is that what you have? Okay. So what is in a scorpion bowl?
A ton of stuff.
You can tell me because you'd have to kill me, you know, so.
People would want to. Everyone asks
how do you present a scorpion bowl as far as you know, so listeners know, just in case you know no one's ever had one. I know I've had one, but
I mean really, really,
well,
Patrick,
just once.
we have a special glass for it. It's in a bowl. It's like a yellow bowl. Yep. There's a small one, and then there's a big one, and the big one has a volcano in it, and you put 151 in the middle.
Right, yeah.
And you can,
long, you know, straws, so you share it.
Yes.
You don't drink the big one by yourself.
You don't want to burn your eyebrows either.
That's right.
That's the
biggest small
thing
one's okay by yourself, but the big one I do not recommend by yourself.
Yeah, the big one, you got to get a ride.
So walk us into the Watoi. If somebody's never been there, when you walk in through front doors, where do you go and what do you see?
Well, if you walk in... to the left is the dining room.
Yep.
And to the right, immediately, is a sushi bar.
Yep.
And then there's the bar.
Okay. So, there's also tables.
Yep.
There's
a lounge.
A sit down. There's tall tables in the bar area. And then there's like a little wall and sit down booths, actually.
Right.
In the bar area as well.
Oh, yeah.
So plenty of places to sit and eat delicious food.
Yep. We also have some different stuff, like we have sushi pizza.
Tell us about that. Sushi pizza, really?
Yeah, sushi pizza, it's you know, they make with sushi rice.
Yeah.
That's what I can say.
Now, can you do me a favor? And a lot of people, and I, you know, I just kind of leading into the question. Tell me the difference between sushi and sushimi.
Okay, sushi with like piece of fish on the top, and then the rice on the bottom.
Right.
That we call sushi. The sashimi just by themselves.
But it's just the raw fish.
Just raw fish.
Right,
yeah.
Right. There's no rice.
No, isn't sushi considered marinated rice? Is that what it is? Or is it kind of like
rice is marinated with vinegar.
Vinegar, okay. Yeah.
Different stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, because it has to be really sticky. So it'll roll.
Yeah.
They were called maki.
Oh yeah,
right.
Maki rolls. One of my favorite ones is, you know, I mean, I'm not too much into the raw fish. I like raw tuna.
Love it.
And stuff. Yeah, my father loves it too, and he's into the sushimi. But rolling up, you know, like as far as the maki rolls. But one of the rolls that I had, and my kids love when I go out, is they love like the sweet potato roll. The sweet potato roll, and they also like it with mango inside of it too. In different places that we've been. They have those things there, and it's really great too. And then they do the, you know, just different sauces on top of there. What are some of your, like, as far as if I were to go in there and order a roll, as far as a sushi roll, which one would you recommend?
I've been making a lot the Golden Dragon.
Yeah,
roll,
Golden Dragon is very popular.
Home special, that's my new creator, the new roll.
Yeah,
I love it.
Now, do you have the displays? Like, I notice sometimes I'll go into restaurants and they have like these big boats, or they have these big platters, right. And
oh,
things
yes,
like
we
that.
Do have boats.
And all sorts of stuff. So it's always, you know, like, can you know, like going in there, you know, that's just like a whole menu on its own. It's just
definitely
going in there doing apps and sushis and things like that.
So. Yeah, I think it's called Love Boat.
Oh yeah,
it's like this big.
Oh yeah. So. You have that all in there. So what did you bring today?
We have crab rangoons.
And chicken wings. That's our sign. You know, it's
your signature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the chicken wings
chicken
are delicious.
Wings are probably the best ones you'll find.
Smell them.
And the crab rangoon.
Crab rangoon.
You know, I got many phone calls, right? People, you know, they're just moving here.
Yeah.
Them order from us. Them they call back and say, thank you. Your best crab rangoon they never had before.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah.
We use the real crab meat.
Yeah.
Okay. The you know the whole king crab.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
King crab. We peel the you know the shell off. And then you know take out the meat, then mix it with the cream and the other stuff.
A lot of times you get crab rangoon. There's no crab in it. It's just cream cheese.
Yeah. Cream cheese and scallion or whatever.
Yeah. You know, so. Yeah. A little flavoring, I guess.
But yeah.
But yeah, you put real crab meat in there. Yes, you do.
And,
absolutely.
Like Nick was saying, people come back from Florida. And they come there first.
Yes. And the people back to Florida, they buy tons, take out.
Yeah, they take it home.
Believe me, there are very few, if none, good Chinese restaurants in Florida, I have to say. I've been to a few. Well, on the West Coast, anyways. I'm not going to downgrade the East Coast of Florida. But, we have the best Chinese around here. We really do.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So how long have you been bartending?
Over there about 5 years.
5 years.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And how long have you been managing?
Since we opened. So
since you opened.
Like 4 or 5 years.
Four or five years since they've opened.
It's a long time. Now, do you have any background as far as, bartending and cooking? Have you always been in this industry? Have you always been in?
No, I also, I play drums.
Oh, there you go.
I teach drums. So. Nice. I gotta do this and that, and then, you know, it works out good for me.
That's that, you know. And I always talk to I'll talk while you
you talk. I'll eat.
I always talk to students too, and I said, I love this industry because and a lot of people will talk about the service industry, and they'll downplay it. They'll think like, oh, geez, you're just a waiter, or you're just a bartender. And I'm like, oh yeah, you think that, well, the bartenders sometimes walk out, making in a night $500 in a night, or sometimes a busy bar. I've walked out, and you think about that during a whole week. You put in five shifts. How much you making? It's no joke. So and you get time to do what other things too. So
it's also a tough job, though.
It is a tough job.
And you got to deal with people that sometimes they're a little bit extra excited.
That's the biggest thing. I teach bartending. I tell them. I said, hey, listen. I said it's great. Everybody thinks it's like cocktail, throwing bottles in the air, and you just have a conversation. I said, you really want to be a bartender? One of my other bartender friends was telling me, he said, we really want a bartender. He said, see that big 300-pound guy at the end of the bar? Go shut him off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's see what's going to happen.
Bartenders have a responsibility because you don't want anyone leaving your bar that's going to hurt themselves or others.
Yeah.
So it's a big responsibility, I think, to be a bartender. And,
how many times we and Zach drive people home?
Yeah,
oh,
we have to drive people home sometimes.
But yeah, get them a cab. And I'm sure they argue and fight with you. And it's for their own benefit and the benefit of other drivers out there. So
yeah, it's a good for you. Responsibility too, yeah. So
yeah.
Well, let me try one of these. I'm getting jealous.
I know. They're really good. Here, give them that one because I double dipped.
Oh, that's fine.
Yep, we make the duck sauce right in the restaurant.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Excellent.
Most places buy it in a bucket now. It's not,
and you make your own. So that's a really good point. Excellent point. Hear that crunchiness. Yum. Very good. Excellent. I'll be eating more when the show's over.
Great.
It is good. Anything else you want to tell us about the Watoi? That anything coming up? Anything special coming up that...
Yes, we do have some like a special dish we call shrimp asparagus or chicken asparagus.
Shrimp asparagus or chicken asparagus.
That's a really,
the
green, healthy.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Yeah,
so I do notice that you do have some healthy meals, definitely. Yes, healthier.
Yeah.
Not saying your meals aren't healthy, but the fried, a lot of people try to stay away from fried food. But when I want fried food, I love
love.
Well, the Chinese fried food is some of the healthiest around. But Chinese food in general is the healthiest food around.
Yeah.
Also, there's like a really old dish we call wahihar.
Mm-hmm.
Not many restaurants can make anymore.
Wahihar.
Yes.
And what's in that?
It's a shrimp and a bacon.
Really?
Yeah. There was pan fries. The shrimp and bacon, they stick together.
No kidding.
Yeah, they come out with a tomato or some kind of juice.
Oh, I'm going to try that the next time
I go. Yeah, this is a really good dish. And then we have the pineapple shrimp with mayonnaise sauce.
Nice.
You know, people are crazy about that.
Yeah.
Of course, we have a Singapore rice noodle that, you know, can many people order every day.
Wow. Did you say mayonnaise sauce? You guys have a mayonnaise sauce?
Yeah, it's so good.
Do you have already? You know, you don't have to give the exact recipe away for it, but you know, like I always get that in there, and I try to replicate it, but I never can. You know, so there's a little secret in there somewhere.
There's a secret.
You know, so.
There sure is.
I always think it's like duck sauce and mayonnaise, but people are like, no, it's not like that. You know,
if someone like your spicy stuff, we have the spicy chicken wing. Oh, mm-hmm. That was
those very good.
Carol must order that because she loves spicy.
Yeah, she does.
coconut shrimps. Oh. That I tried around Manchester area, right? Mm. Even some kind of American restaurant. The coconut shrimps are always the best.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're going to go on a quick break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we'll have about 5-6 minutes.
All right.
We want you to stay, and we'll continue. So we're Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And don't forget, give us a call, 866-823-1077, and ask these gentlemen or say hello to them about the Watoi in Pinardville, right outside of Manchester. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. I'm Michelle in for Carol today, and Patrick is here in for Mike. And before we continue our little talk with the guys from the Watoi restaurant in Pinardville, I would just like to do another shout out to Lori, Carol's sister-in-law, her son, and her two daughters who are going to be doing the Camino Mental Health Walk. It's a 500-mile walk for mental health, and they're leaving Thursday. If I understand that correctly, they're leaving Thursday. They will be gone for 6 weeks. It's a 500-mile walk starting at the southern tip of France and crossing Spain. They will end up in Santiago, the western point of Spain. And you can go on to Camino, C-A-M-I-N-O, mentalhealthwalk.com to learn more. They have a blog going on. They'll have pictures and chats about their walk and who they meet along the way. And you can also give donations towards it. So it is all for mental health, which in this country is lacking. So we have just a few minutes left before we have to end. And I just want to make sure that we've covered everything you guys wanted to cover from about the Watoi. And if there's anything else that you want to cover, we've both been eating.
Oh, my God. I just tried the wing and then I just tried.
Delicious.
The
scorpion bowl.
It's incredible.
It's very good.
Nice and it's fresh. And, they brought it in nice and cold.
It was
frozen and with all the ice and everything like that in there. I'll tell you, that's great. I've never eaten there before, but this is excellent. I'm gonna make a point to go there,
come on down.
Yeah.
Most of our Polynesian drinks have crushed ice in them.
Mm-hmm.
We crush the ice. We have an ice crusher. People love that because it keeps the drink colder, I think.
Right. You know. So give us the hours again.
Let's see.
And Sunday. The location.
Okay. The business hours Monday through Thursday, 11 to midnight.
And you said that you can reach you at the new Watoi, newhampshire.com. Is that what you said?
NH.com.
Yeah, NH.com. So new Watoi, NH.com. Of course, they have their menu on there and everything else. You said the prices may vary because there's seasonal items on there and different things like that. And what's your phone number? What did you say? It was 668. 603 area code, obviously, 668-1088.
I'm sure takeout is huge.
Yes,
takeout is huge. Yeah. So let's say that number again.
That's 603 area code, 668-1088. And they're located at 611 Mast Road here in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Pinardville.
Pinardville, yes. You know, so. And then you also email them at newwatoi.com. 1088 at hotmail.com.
Nice.
And that's their email site. So if you want to get in contact with them and say, hey, you know, what's your wing night or anything else? What's the best night to go down there?
Oh, any night's good.
Any night?
But yeah, I mean, you can come any night.
Because I know a lot of people have like karaoke on Thursdays. Or
we have karaoke Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Friday night's kind of a nice night to come down if you don't want to get like a crazy crowd because it's more family oriented.
Friday night, we're pretty crowded either.
Yeah. So awesome. I'll have to definitely try it.
So. Yeah. No, good food. Very good food.
Definitely good food, and I'm impressed with
fun people that go there.
Yeah. And we actually have a cool drink for the summertime if you want to get a drink and a pineapple.
Ah.
We actually put it in a real pineapple. It's called the Pineapple Passion. We pull the middle out and the drink's in there.
And do you get the middle? Do they give you the middle?
If you want it.
If you want it, yeah, we'll give it to you.
You ever do one in a coconut?
We have glass coconuts.
Glass coconuts.
There you go. Yeah. Hard to get coconuts around here.
And hard to
take it off.
Yeah. They're very hard.
Try to scoop all the meat out of there, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I love, you know, that's one of the best things that I've noticed, you know, as far as, you know, you bringing into the Scorpion Bowl is the freshness of this. I mean, you're just telling me off air that you can get fresh fresh Mai Tais and everything like that. You know, what do you use in a fresh Mai Tai?
Just make it by hand.
Yeah. Muddle the fruit and everything.
Yes.
Yep. The Mai Tai is a really rum based drink.
Right.
So put a lot of rum in it.
It's yummy. Just know that. It is yummy.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. It's just refreshing. I mean, these drinks. I mean, you know, you talk about going out and having a cocktail and you know, having one of these, you know, presented well. You know, it's just so well worth it. You know, we all go out to eat nowadays. So.
Yeah. I just need to remind our listeners that tomorrow there is no show because of the Red Sox and Jays, Canada Day. It's a Canada Day game that's going on. With the Red Sox and Jays. So no Food for Thought tomorrow. And there will be no show on Friday either because of the 4th of July.
4th of July, yes.
That's right. A lot of people go away.
Now, you folks open for the 4th?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. They'll be open.
Any fireworks?
We'd love to, but I don't think we can.
Also, well, thank you so much, Nick and Zach, for coming on. And thank you, Patrick, so much also. George, who helped out this morning. Oh. And coming up next, after Food for Thought, is Kale and Company. And I can see him right there.
Oh, he's on love our wings.
He's on from 2 to 5. We got food and drink for you. All right. I'm Michelle, and we are Food for Thought. And have a great 4th of July.
Thank
if I don't
you very
talk
much.
To you. Bye.